Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Karen, first, before we talk about that, you're probably too young. Do you remember this? Ring a bell yet?
Oh, vaguely.
It's the theme from Perry Mason.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
I was going to play L.A. Law, but then I thought maybe because of reruns, this would be more familiar. Anyway, 10 years for that Chicago pharmacist? Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're taking this seriously. You can imagine. First of all, you know, we should have a system where there's a database, right? There's probably going to have one someday where the federal government is going to maintain that database. So there's no way we can fake these things. But I think they're going to come down really hard. I mean, it's a crime to make them. It's a crime to sell them. It's a crime to steal them. It's a crime to use them knowingly.
Well, that's good. And, yeah, we do need to get that proof of vaccination on our phones, don't we?
That's exactly what we need, maybe even a number or some sort of code. And, you know, one of the things I'm warning parents is to make sure your kids aren't doing this in college, because there's going to be a real temptation to sell these things on a college campus. And this could really derail a child's, future when you have a felony like this. I mean, this is like a crime of fraud. It's a medical fraud. It's a using the government logo fraud. It's a state fraud. And so these are going to be taken very seriously, and we're going to be using these people as examples of not to do this.
Yeah, well, we should throw the book at him, and he was just trying to make some money, I guess, but it's our health that's at stake here. Let's talk about the R. Kelly trial. Now, did I hear this right, that we're going to hear from people who accused R. Kelly for the first time publicly? Is that right?
Yeah, I think we're going to hear a testimony of people that we have not even heard of, not even on the docuseries, Surviving R. Kelly. And I think there's some new allegations that we see involving males that he recruited. So the allegations are this RICO violation. So it's sort of like a criminal enterprise. So it's not specifically child pornography like the other trial was that we saw years ago in Chicago. This is a whole enterprise, like human trafficking. So the government has to prove that there were all these people that R. Kelly hired who did the recruiting of these girls, who kept them, who provided them for R. Kelly's sexual abuse. And it's going to be there's going to be a lot of witnesses. There are going to be a lot of it's going to go for a long time. I imagine it's going to go for over a month. And it'll be interesting to see who these new girls are.
The parents of one of the men killed by Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha have sued that city. Karen, what's the basis of the suit?
It's very interesting. First of all, a really good law firm in Chicago, probably one of the best civil rights law firms in the country, brought the suit. So I expect to see some success in the suit. They're basically saying that the sheriffs and the police allowed this sort of vigilante militia-style justice to come to the city and allowed those people who were there with guns to kind of run wild, and that's what caused the death of one of the kids who Rittenhouse killed. Mm-hmm. Remember, Rittenhouse is the 18-year-old who came up from Illinois and who had the assault rifle. And it's his parents, who are one of the kids who died in that, who brought this lawsuit. It's very interesting. It shows that one of the aldermen in Kenosha actually initiated some messages on social media saying basically shoot to kill, welcome here, bring your guns, and let's get these protesters. And that was part of what the government actually organized. So it's really an interesting lawsuit, and he still has to prove that caused the death of the young man.
And how does it impact the criminal charges facing Rittenhouse?
Interesting. interestingly, Rittenhouse was not named in this because this is against the government. But I would imagine that this doesn't help him in that I think there's going to be an allegation that he was part of this whole group that came there to basically, harm and hurt people who were legitimately protesting. So I think some of this is going to be spillover testimony into that trial.
Thank you, Karen. And I'm sure a Perry Mason rerun is probably on right now. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care, Bob.